Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:02 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. On this Taco Tuesday. How you guys doing?
All right.
Good. It's got a big week this week. I mean, you got NFL football on Thursday, Friday. You got some big Saturday games.
That's right. Black Friday NFL.
Yep.
Is it the Chiefs again?
Yeah, it is. Chiefs-Cowboys, I think.
Chiefs? No, there can't be.
That's Cowboys. On Thursday.
Oh, that's
Friday. Chiefs on Thursday.
That's what you meant.
Okay.
Here, I'll tell you exactly.
Because the Chiefs have been doing Black Friday and Christmas.
I think the Chiefs are back on Christmas this year, right?
Yeah, they are. They want that day.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. We have Bears and Eagles on Friday, 3 o'clock on Amazon.
That's a good matchup.
Right in the middle of the day. Oh, yeah. Buddy, I know what I'll be doing.
Friday?
Yeah, I'll be in my spaceship watching football. Hey, it's another day that ends in Y.
You getting high.
Oh, man. You guys got to stop talking about drinking then. It sucks.
Huh?
Yep. Somebody said I talk too much about weed.
Who said?
Some goober. Absolute goober. And I said, well, okay, then I'll stop talking about it. Tell the guys not to talk about drinking. We do no more bourbon festivals. We know nothing. It's just so bad. Stop it. And by the way, worry about
you. Threw us under the bus.
I see that.
Just totally.
We didn't email you.
I didn't throw you guys under the bus. You guys can do whatever you want. I just said no more.
We can do whatever we want, just no more.
Yeah, I'm saying no more. If you guys do it, then you're going against me, but that's fine. No more.
We never do that.
No less either.
He's so stupid.
All right.
I was listening to, you guys know who Clinton Yates is, right?
Yeah.
ESPN Radio. And he said something about Shedeur Sanders. He says Shedeur Sanders is Theo Huxtable and the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. People like him because even though they come from privilege, basically, now I'm paraphrasing them, they walk like regular people.
Is he out of his mind?
I don't agree with that at all about Shedeur.
That's why I said, was he out of his mind?
I agree about, I like what he says about Theo Huxtable, he does, and even Fresh Prince. But I don't put Shedeur Sanders in that category at all.
He's the complete opposite of that. He comes from privilege. He comes from a football royalty last name. And he acts like it. I mean, that's the dumbest take I've ever heard. Oh, some people in the business.
And I don't hate Shedeur for acting like it. I just don't agree with the take.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That was the question, actually. Did I hear? It's nothing to do with Shedeur. Yeah. It's just that's not how he acts.
I love that people made it out that I hated Shedeur because I criticized him. Yeah, you shouldn't be on Instagram at halftime of a football game.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be instigating with the ball boy on the other team. You shouldn't be like
interviewing with headphones on.
Yeah. Like at the end of the game when he did all the braggadocious stuff, if you want, imagine what I could do with a full offseason.
Yeah.
You know, and all this other stuff. And people are like, that's just him being confident. Maybe. But maybe this is just who he is. Like he just talks big and you guys love it because Deion did it, but he ain't Deion. He's not him.
By the way, I have a Theo Huxtable reference in my shovel today. You'll see it, yeah. So he'll come up twice on the show today. The late great. Late great. So how was your evening last night, Jeremy? I'm sure you watched a lot of basketball, even though Monday Night Football was on. Some great games.
Yeah, I watched some basketball. I didn't get to stay up and watch the Gonzaga game like I'd want to. The Iowa State game was really interesting if you follow that one, because Iowa State favored by 2.5. They're up 3. St. John shoots a 3. It's an air ball. A guy catches it and lays it in at the buzzer. So they win by 1, so they don't cover. And I'm just watching that game going, yeah, that's... If you're on that side, you're like, that son of a... But you know they're going for a 3. At worst, you're going to overtime.
Yeah.
And the guy just lays it in, and then the clock expires. So... but I actually sat down with my wife yesterday afternoon and we watched one battle after another. That's the one I saw at the movie theater with Leo DiCaprio.
Okay.
It's really good. I forgot how good it was.
What was it about?
It's the easiest way to tell you, it's about like almost like a Black Panther type group, like a political movement thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's over a course of years and, you know, who goes to jail, who survives, they're trying to kill people. Like it's really interesting. It's not what most people think. It's a long movie, but it doesn't feel long because you're into it the entire time. Yeah. It's just really, really good.
You know me, if it's over 3 hours, I don't watch. I just accept something a real rip, like The Irishman.
Yeah.
That
you'd love this.
It just kept me interested.
Whole you movie. Would love, I don't know if it's Colonel or Captain Lockjaw that Sean Penn plays. He walks like he's got a stick in his rear end, and he just, I don't even know how to, I don't want to ruin anything of the movie. But like, so the Teyana Taylor is like the main woman in it. Okay. That's Leo DiCaprio's kind of girlfriend, whatever. Well, they go in and the opening scene is them essentially blowing up this military thing and letting, you know, illegals go free. Mm-hmm. They're just freeing people that came over the border. Now, she goes in and puts the gun on Sean Penn. And he just starts getting turned on, and she makes him do all the, you'd love this, Ed. And then the best part in the movie is when he comes up in the grocery store behind Leo DiCaprio. He goes, you got a little kid? What's her name? And he gets her name, and he goes, sounds like a black girl. I love black girls. Do you love black girls? And he's like looking at him, and this whole thing, you're like, this dude is other, like he is creepy as hell. And then the twist that happened in it that you don't see coming, it's a, it was a Paul Thomas Anderson film, which he did, Boogie Nights, and what else? I mean, a bunch of movies that you...
I love Teyana Taylor.
Oh, she's beautiful.
You know who her husband is, don't you?
Who?
Iman Shumpert.
I thought they split.
Did they split?
Yeah, I thought
that... still has her listed as her spouse.
Might
be.
I know they got in a huge fight at one point, but I thought they split. But it is.
I was upset when he left The Chi. He got killed off The Chi. I hope I didn't just ruin that, but it is a season behind.
Whoops.
Yeah, I liked him on The Chi, honestly. He's a, you know, he was a pretty cool actor. Pretty chill. You like him too. Smoked weed every day.
No, I don't smoke.
Well, he partook of weed every day.
Well, hello, my friend.
Yeah, I hosted a Friendsgiving yesterday. I hosted, was helped throw it.
Hold on.
It was the first black Friendsgiving I've ever been to.
The first black Friendsgiving in the history of the world.
Yeah.
That is the most white people holiday.
Yeah, it was. and this was like, this is like not, these are like, yeah, you wouldn't think this crew would have a
instead of Friendsgiving, if it's a black Friendsgiving, it should be called In Living Single Giving. Because that was the black Friends back in the 90s.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
Welcome to Black Friends. Yeah, there were no black people on the regular Friends.
Yeah, it was like, there were no white people here last night.
Oh, really?
No.
You were telling me you didn't like Friendsgiving. You thought it was kind of corny.
No, I don't think it's kind of corny.
You think it's corny
as hell.
It's just another reason to get together, man.
Don't misquote. How about this? Do this. Let's get together then. Now, I attend all Friendsgiving because if you invite me, listen, you know me. I'm an a-hole, but I'm not rude.
Huh? How's that work?
I'm not rude. Am I rude? Not rude.
Thanks for the shot. I'm sending it back. I don't want it.
That's my friend. I can do that.
If a random stranger did it, you would do that.
No, I would not.
I've seen it.
No, I would pass it on to somebody else. I wouldn't send it back.
Hey, cheers. Drink this crap. I ain't drinking this.
That's swivel. Exactly how, that's how it goes. Buy me a Rumpelman if you want.
I just saw somebody post a tweet. It said, at some point, in your late teens to early 20s, somebody's going to say, let me get you a shot of Rumpelman's. Your answer should be no.
That's my answer all the time.
I love Rumpelman's.
See, I have an excuse, though. I only shoot tequila. So I say no to everything else.
Really? You don't like because you like drinking. You like sipping bourbon.
I drink tequila. I shoot tequila. That's the only thing I shoot. Unless Nicole Missoni makes me do a bomb. Other than that, I don't do anything.
Ed, you don't do bombs, do you?
No.
Have you ever had one?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just checking.
I don't like anything mixed.
I don't either. Somebody made shots the other night in Sarasota. I was like, what is this?
That's how you get in trouble. That mixed stuff gets you in trouble.
I don't like it anyway. It tasted like, you couldn't taste any alcohol. It tastes like strawberry, some kind of.
And as soon as you swallow it, 30 seconds later, phlegm. Yeah. You're
sitting there. All that sugar? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Just, I don't like it. I don't like it. Doesn't do. Now, tequila, shoot it, bang. You're good.
Tequila, anything.
Chase it with some bourbon.
Chase it with tequila.
You know what's funny is I can't even say I don't like tequila anymore because I went to that taco and tequila festival and I was like, why haven't I been doing this all along? Yeah, I think my taste buds changed a little bit.
It's definitely made a huge resurgence.
Yes.
I mean, it's
bourbon.
Bourbon had, though. It's been for years. Tequila now is overtaken. Tequila's more expensive than scotch now.
Because of these actors and celebrities that are buying
it. Yeah.
Kyle Jim's Hamilton one, right? Says he has a chance to play on Thursday. We'll go over that at 6:30. But on the other side, Lamar Jackson on the injury report again. What for now? Baltimore's big bad morning show on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't really say. I think he's, like I said, you know, I'm always proud of him. He's playing winning football. He's working really hard every week to be prepared and be ready to play and doing everything he can do to win the game and win the next game and be ready to play winning football.
Lamar Jackson back on the injury report, this time a toe. A toe.
I got your text.
That's a great... Rob just sent a meme to the group, and this applies to him so much more than anything I've ever read in my life.
Yeah.
It says, I don't want to end this year on bad terms with anyone. Apologize to me. It's just like the one I said. It's like, hey, man, I hate seeing people alone on Thanksgiving, man. So if you're going to be alone on Thanksgiving... Can we borrow some chairs? Like, come on.
You thought I was being sentimental, didn't you? Then all of a sudden, no.
Uh-oh.
All right, back to the toe.
I was wondering, why are you laughing over a toe? But, you know, I would tell Lamar, you got 10 of them. Got 9 good ones left. Shut up. Play ball. I don't, you know, Joe asked us, is it 80% of Lamar worse than Huntley at 100%? No. Absolutely
I'll
not
take
worse.
20%
I don't
Lamar.
Know if you're getting 80% of Lamar. Lamar hasn't looked good.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying Huntley's the answer, but Lamar couldn't throw. He couldn't even throw this week. So I don't know what's up with him. And yeah. I'm up in the air on this one. I'm not so sure it's not better to have Huntley until he's healthy.
I'm 100% sure. No. Ooh. I don't care if they got to wheel Lamar out on the field and prop him up. I don't care if they had to carry him down like Marshall Lyman did against for Byron Leftwich. I don't care. Put Lamar on the field.
I may not be right, but as you pointed out,
I may be crazy.
I don't care. I know what I want, and it's not
Huntley.
Snoop.
No.
It's not that Pro Bowl MVP.
Okay, we all agree Huntley's capable of having a good game, right?
Anybody's capable of having a good game against Cincinnati.
He had his. Yeah, that's it. That was his capability. It's just behind him. He had his good game. Let's move on.
Did you see Huntley's new commercial?
Yes.
He's doing another one of the
backup quarterback
commercial. Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, what the happens? TV's not working though. They haven't.
What happens if the wife needs a backup court?
And that's when you go to. They got that's backup quarterbacks at Lions Den. Yeah.
You have a drop down. You pick your team, and then the guy comes.
Which one?
And whatever one you choose.
And you say you're not sure you're split down the middle on this one?
Yeah, I'm dead serious about this. Look, we all love Lamar. He's not playing anything like Lamar Jackson right now. He can't run. He's not throwing accurately. This last game, he missed D-Hop by like 10 yards.
He did.
I mean, he wasn't seeing open receivers. He was missing people. He was throwing stuff short, throwing stuff over people. That's not Lamar Jackson. I mean, you can't have that. Like, so,
and they're still better than Snoop.
He's better than Snoop as a quarterback. I'm not so sure he's healthy, though.
That we agree on. I'm sure he's not healthy. I would bet you money he's not. But if he's healthy enough to play, you play him.
Yep. If he can walk, he's playing for me. Yeah. I don't care, man. Like, again, that's if he wants to play. That's the one caveat with it. Like,
he wants to play.
Yeah. He knows what's at hand right now.
Yeah, he does. He knows.
And it's funny, you asked me the other day, it was like, why, I think it was yesterday, we were talking about Joe Burrow, why would you come back if your season's at a loss? Maybe they don't think their season's at a loss.
Yeah, they run the table, they're 9-8.
Because they still have two games left with the Ravens, yeah. They have a game left with the, well, they already played the Steelers twice.
Yeah.
And here, let me pull up their schedule real quick.
And they went on a run last year, remember?
Yeah, and by the way, this is what they have. They got Baltimore, Buffalo. Okay, your season's over, guys. Never mind. I'm sorry. Baltimore, Buffalo, Baltimore. Yeah,
but think about it. They get past that 3-0.
Well, they got Miami, Arizona, and Cleveland.
Yes.
Yeah.
If they get past that 3-0, we got a shot. That's what they're thinking. We got a shot. 410-583-1057. That's the number.
That's what Joe Burrow's going to need to play. A shot.
Now, let me ask you guys this, though. I mean, we saw, and I keep bringing this up, we saw the Patriots do this with Tom Brady all the time. You know, Lamar Jackson, hamstring. I believe that because he actually missed games. Then the knee, then the ankle, now the toe. It keeps moving down. It's going to be the bottom of the foot, plantar, I guess, next. Do you believe that these injury reports, Ed, are accurate?
Yes, only because they're talking about specific body parts now. You know, when they were getting vague stuff, you know, it's a muscle in the lower body. It's a leg injury. It's in the vicinity of, in the neighborhood, the zip code of. So it's pretty specific.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with that.
But Jeremy, he also could have woke up yesterday morning and said, man, I had a little toe cramp. All right, I'm good now. I walked away. I don't believe that these things, other than the hamstring perhaps, are injury report worthy.
I wish I knew when it was, but I don't know if you guys remember. I said this the other week where I was like, oh, it's his hamstring. Now it's his ankle. Next week it's going to be his toe, and then it's going to be his calf, and we'll just keep moving it around. And again, I don't know if this is the significance of his injury, that he is overcompensating and all these things hurt, or is this some gamesmanship without letting people know what's actually wrong with Lamar? Because something's clearly off. I mean, he's still banged up.
I think, you know, they got in a little trouble over the injury report thing about a month ago now. And in order for this guy to miss some practices, you better put him on the injury report and still have him be able to play on game day. I don't – yeah. This has some New England Patriots stuff written all over it. I think he is still hurt, Ed. Don't get me wrong. But I think that's the hamstring. And I'm afraid that if it's the hamstring and it's that bad, he may be one sudden move away from being out for a couple weeks again. 410-583-1057. What are you searching over there? You searching something that you deep into?
I see how many people that Turf Toe's careers ended.
Oh, it's extensive.
Well, Burrow, like, you know, Jonathan Ogden, and there's been others like that. You know,
Jackson. I know when you're searching something because you look uncomfortable. You get
well. I'm in pain.
That, okay,
no, that's not the reason. I'm in agony today.
What is it? Your back?
Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Could you put Ed on an injury report with a back?
Yeah.
Big bad morning show. Big bad morning show injury report. What you got going on over there, Jeremy?
Mine's back, but I'm probable.
You're probable.
It's doubtful.
It's doubtful.
Yeah. My back and my neck.
Oh,
it's spinal.
What you got going on over the job? Fortunately, this morning I have nothing. I'm good.
Yeah?
Fortunately.
Your shoulder's not hurting?
Nope. Good.
That sucks for me. I was hoping you were hurting a little bit.
I'm all right, man. Nothing's barking. Not this morning. It was yesterday morning. Yesterday was barking big time. 410-583-1057. It reminded me of something. You know who Jack Maple is?
Yes, I do.
When Jack was
the great
dying,
Jack Maple.
The great Jack Maple, my mentor. He died of colon cancer. And some people are so insensitive. I remember we came to visit him. Bill Bratton was there and the whole crew. And he was complaining about his blood pressure or something. Jack was like, I have cancer. Yeah. I win. He's like, and then he said, same thing. Like, can we do it? Can I do anything for you? Said, yeah, you can have cancer.
You take this and keep it.
He was such a funny man.
Let's go to Essex. Let's get Manny. What's up, Manny?
Hey, good morning, buddy. How are you doing, guys?
Doing well. How are you?
I love you. I love your show, guys. I love your show. I like to argue. Sometimes I like to argue you guys. Yeah. Listen, Lamar Jackson is hurt. I'd rather sit him down, get him back the next game, because we can beat the Bengals with nobody. Burrow is not going to be good either. He's going to be rusty. He's not going to be the old Burrow. So I'm going to rest him. And I would even ask the Bengals if we can have Flacco back for now and use him for a little bit. But he's better than Huntley.
Well, you can't get Flacco at this point because it's after the trade deadline. Released him, which they wouldn't, you'd have to go through waivers. And there's probably somebody else that might claim him before the Ravens even had a chance.
And before we go into that, anybody can beat them. You can beat them with anybody. You're not beating them with anybody. Yeah. Bill Burrow's putting up points.
I mean, the Patriots could have lost that game. They won by a touchdown this weekend. Or what was
won
it?
Won by
six.
Two. Yeah, 6 points. And they beat the Steelers. They beat the Jaguars. Two playoff contending teams. Stop. The Bengals are not, I don't want to say they're not as bad as their record because the defense is, but they can score, especially with Joe Burrow coming back. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Jacob Calvin Meyer joins us in the 7 o'clock hour, but on the other side, Kyle Hamilton has a chance to play on Thursday. Is the Ravens' defense in trouble if he can't? Hell yeah. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. For those of you who don't know, we have a YouTube channel where you can watch us and you can make comments. I haven't read the comment page yet, but Jeremy, you said you have. Could you read a particular comment and give me the name of this individual, please?
Yeah, so Nate wrote, Joe Burrow hasn't played since week two. Coming back on a short week on the road with a metal plate in his foot. Come on, Rob, he's not putting up bleep.
I love when people come on, because that's their way of talking down to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's go back to what you just said, Nate. To your point, Joe Burrow hadn't played since week two. Week two.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nate, how is he playing on a short week?
It's the longest week.
If he hasn't played, he is arguably healthier than our starting quarterback right now. So, how does a short week impact him when he hasn't played since week two?
But, Rob, he's got a metal plate in his foot.
Come on, Nate. You go from a point of him being injured since week two. Oh, also a short week. Which one, Nate? Yeah. Which one applies to Joe Burrow this week?
Well, then once
is it a short week or is it a rust from not playing since week two?
I responded to him on that, which he said, what about the metal plate in his foot? Any pressure in that pocket, he's folding like a cheap suit.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
He didn't have it installed in his garage. You know, some of the best medical.
He went to Turkey to get
a
foot transplant.
You come on, Nate. I love when people come on.
Yeah,
I
know. Totally dismissing
you. You're smarter than me. I got it. I got it. 410-583-1057 is the number. Kyle Hamilton has a chance to play on Thursday. And if he does not play, what does that mean for that defense?
It means they want to keep him healthy for the rest of the season, and it's a big blow to the team. Obviously, he's the best defensive player we have, hands down. The best defensive player we have. What else can you say? Without him, it's a different team. And the problem is you're facing a team that sucks, but they have a really good offense. And he's, you know, without him, you're going to be hobbled for sure.
Okay, you had the Rams, the Bears, the Dolphins, the Vikings, the Browns, and the Jets. Is this the hardest offensive opponent since the Rams, Jeremy?
Since the Rams, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, there's no question.
Yeah.
I don't think, God. Well, I mean, Minnesota on the road, man. Granted it was.
Nah,
You think the Bengals are the toughest?
No, offensive opponents.
Oh, my apologies. Just the offense. I thought you were talking overall.
No.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, yeah. I mean, honestly, the second best offense may have been Miami, but I'm not putting them in there. You know, because you face the Browns, no bueno, Minnesota with J.J. McCarthy. Mm-hmm. Even though you have the best receiver in the league, you still can't get him the damn ball. So, yeah, it has to be.
Yeah, I don't think it's even
close. I think the Rams maybe but it's the best team in football right
Rams
now.
Rams are favored to win the Super Bowl right now.
They should really? Be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
They See, just, I just said that. That was, I know.
Yeah, you'll.
I know.
You'll. You're good.
You don't need Vegas. I told you.
Eddie told me.
Eddie. Yeah. Eddie got you.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go out to Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Taco Tuesday, guys.
Happy Taco yep. Tuesday to you too, my friend.
This is most people's Friday Eve, though, right?
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Will the Ravens secondary without Kyle Hamilton be able to handle the Bengals passing game with Burrow and Chase back in the lineup? Have a wonderful day, guys.
You too, man.
So here becomes the dilemma for them, for anybody that didn't watch this past week. With Chase out, T. Higgins becomes the number one. Yosevich becomes the number two. They have some other kind of near-do-well receivers that'll slide in there. And what they started doing was more two tight end sets with Gesicki splitting out wide. They haven't been using Gesicki as much. You know Flacco likes throwing to him. I'd be interested to see how much Burrow uses him. But what I would say about this is you got to worry about Chase. I'm doubling him. I'm probably putting my second-best cornerback on him and doubling him as much as I can, or bracketing him, and then putting my best cornerback on the other side.
Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore.
Hello. Hello,
Trippy.
Hey, hello, my bad. Hey, Rob, I just caught an attitude, man. I'm going to send you this video, man. I ain't going to say his name, man, but that man worked for the Ravens, man. He got to stop name-mugging me, man. I ain't did nothing to you good, brother. Hello? Hello, Mr. Steele.
Hey.
Mr. Steele, I'm calling you out, Mr. Steele. You got to stop acting like that towards Trippy, bro. Hello? But anyway, man, how y'all doing, man?
All right.
Oh, Jeremy's doing all right. I found my camera yesterday, man.
Oh, yeah. Where'd you find it?
Actually, I made a post, and yeah, the girl said it was on the ground, and she picked it up, and she opened it up. She realized it was me. So, hey, good thing somebody know me.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, real quick, because I don't know what's up with Rashawn. Ever since his Cowboys won, man, he's been on his high in 2 weeks, man. Y'all had a nice lady on there last week. I forgot her name. She was talking about the court systems and all that. I told Rashawn put me on with Ed, man. He talking about I got you, but he missed his fight or something.
Just anyway, past story.
Back to the Ravens, man. Ravens fans, right? I can't tell y'all how to be fans, right? Stop calling them 105.7 talk about, yo, Lamar's hurt. It's the offensive line. How about, I mean, he might be hurt, but ain't that what y'all wanted? Yo, we need Lamar back. When's Lamar coming back? He's back now. So, like, come on, man. Next man up. Everybody ain't going to be 100%, you feel me?
No one is right now. Right.
They so used to. But you know what it is, though? Fans, man, he's a quarterback, man. Let him work on that arm. But I ain't going to lie to you, though, bro. I'm going to get to the offensive line, a little build-up. What if Lamar, I ain't going to say, I'm hoping Lamar maybe just, you know, try to wait to get to the playoffs, and we might see that those sports of Lamar, they may be like, oh, yeah, we only need him for 3 games, 4th game Super Bowl, hello, but we just got to wait and see. But back to this offensive line, man. I was so lit Sunday, I didn't even know Emory Jones was active. It's a sign he's coming. So, look, I'm looking at it like this, right? Because I got to find a name for Andrew Vorgies. But Daniel Fadudu, he got to go. I'm sick of him. Put him on D-Tech. Well, how would y'all feel if he paid D-Tech or something? He always tackling to Derrick Henry and now Wyman. Put him at D-Tech. He might can help out. But other than that, though, man, I mean, I'm kind of upset about Kyle. But the reason why I don't want Kyle to play, because T. Higgins ain't playing, right?
T. Higgins ruled out, yeah.
Trouble.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And another thing, hey, Zach Orr, don't have that boy 44 sticking number one. Hello?
Well, I mean, if you're, I think if you're putting Marlon on him, you're still bracketing over the top.
On who?
Well, he's talking about Chase.
Oh,
don't put 44 on one.
Yeah.
And again, like maybe it is something where they decide they want to put Wiggins over there. Chase is, I'm sorry, guys. Chase is unguardable.
But without T. Higgins, that helps a lot because he's an outstanding number two.
It does. But the one thing I wonder, like,
yeah.
I don't want to say it would scare me more if Flacco was in there, because Flacco throws the ball to Chase even when he's not open, and Chase makes plays. Yeah. Like, he targeted him on that Thursday night game.
I think people forgetting, if Burrow doesn't play, Flacco's been playing really well.
Yes.
I mean, so they're still going to have a good offense. What's the best, I hate to say the best injury, The fact Trey Hendrickson is ruled out is a big deal.
I mean, their defense is, just, like I said yesterday.
But he's the only player they really had.
It's the worst defense in the league. It's the worst. It's one of the worst defenses in the history of the league.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We give it out shovels at 7:15, but on the other side, Justin Tucker had a tryout with the Saints. Kellen Moore seemed to downplay Tucker's off-the-field issues. Your thoughts? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, he's been a really good kicker in this league for a really long time, and he's had a ton of success, and he's been a leader for Baltimore for a long time as their team. He's been, you know, one of their leaders for an extended period of time with a very successful team. And so, you know, obviously there's been some stuff that's been unfortunate. He's gone through an experience, and I think it's about collecting, you know, what that experience was, and we'll evaluate the football aspect of it, and we'll evaluate everything else as well.
That's Saints head coach Kellen Moore talking about Justin Tucker, who had a tryout with the New Orleans Saints. Jeremy, you feel like he downplayed Kellen Moore? He downplayed the off the field issues with Justin Tucker?
Of course. I'm surprised it's the Saints, though, that are kind of kicking the tires.
Well, that's so am I. And maybe for the same reason. They're going absolutely nowhere. So why are you so concerned about your kicking game here?
But why would you even pick up a kicker with this background?
That's kind of like, if you're going to be in the playoffs or the championship run, and okay. You're going to be in last place.
Yeah, it sounds kind of weird to me, to be honest, with the simple fact that, like, if a team that was in it goes and grabs him, it's like, yeah, I understand why you guys are turning a blind eye to all the other stuff off the field. And I'm not saying it's right, but I get why they do it. And you get a pass with it because, like, hey, you need a really good kicker. I think it makes a ton of sense for Tucker to just get back out there to show he can kick. So, like, whoever he gets a chance to sign with
him. But I'm with you. I was just stunned it was the Saints. If it was someone else, I'd be like, you know, someone going to the playoffs, someone in the hunt. Okay, I get it. You take the risk. You're going nowhere.
Yeah, because he's not a Saint.
I agree with you guys on why take the chance if you're a Saint, if you're the Saints. However, if you're Justin Tucker, isn't this a good situation? Because the Saints are not going to receive as much attention as you. It would be a playoff contender, a popular team. Let's say right now I don't know, throw it out there. The Rams had an injury with their kicker, and they signed Justin Tucker. I think it gets a lot more attention than if he does go to the Saints, a team that nobody cares about right now.
I mean, there's plenty of teams that are in the playoff.
Well, people in New Orleans love that team, though.
No, I mean, national attention is not going to get as much as a playoff contender.
And this is the perfect time, too, around the holidays.
Yeah.
You got three Thanksgiving Day games. You know, you got all these other teams in the hunt. Nobody wants to talk about the Saints, and here he is trying out. But, again, this makes a ton of sense to me, for Justin Tucker, get out there, show you can kick. Yeah. I mean, you're not in a very stressful environment, even though he's going to feel that getting back out there. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about the guy we considered the greatest kicker of all time. Yeah. And so if he gets back out there and he's playing well, there's somebody that's going to kick the tires on him next year. And
well, it'd be good for him to be kicking in a dome, too.
Yep. And now with the new kicking balls, 67 yards added to it. So.
And Ed, to your point, you're right. The Saints love, the New Orleans, city of New Orleans love their football team. So who's going to be more forgiving than a city like that?
Yeah.
If they need a kicker. He comes in, he kicks a couple of big ones, all of a sudden, you know, that's the type of environment that's going to embrace him because he's wearing that Saints uniform. So I think I think all the way around for Tucker, that's one of the better situations for him to kind of make his comeback. You know, as you said, low stress. What are you smiling at?
Nothing.
Yes, you are.
I'm not. I'm just thinking about Tucker in New Orleans. The Saints go massaging in, you know, like all the different things.
That's not
things.
What it says.
It's not how the song goes?
No, it's not.
I used to sing it in school.
Yeah.
The Saints go massaging in.
That's not what it says.
Oh, the Saints go massaging in. Let's get the lube and leave it on the table. Oh, sorry. We're going too far? Too high. Sorry. I can't believe this is something that we're talking about. Tucker getting another opportunity after what happened. But, you know, when you have talent, somebody's going to kick the tires on you.
Didn't we say he'd get another opportunity? We all bet on that. It's the National Football League. It's only the most not forgiving, the most forgetting league in all the sports.
Yep. What'd you do? Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Can you still play?
Look, I said Leonard Little killed somebody and came back and played and then got busted for another DUI.
Look at what's his name? Greg, to play for the
Hardy.
Cowboys. Hardy.
He body slammed a girl on a bed of assault
guns,
rifles.
Yeah, a bed of guns. Yeah.
A bed of assault rifles. You know how awful that sounds? And he picks her up and slams her. And just because there's no video, and oh, by the way, he got double-digit sacks a year before, he stayed in the league. Yeah. Got a couple other opportunities before he started getting his ass kicked in the UFC.
Oh, he got
or
destroyed.
MMA, whatever.
He got destroyed. It was he had a cup of coffee at UFC.
He did, but he's been fighting. He's been doing this stuff. You know, like some of the former MMA fighters are now doing like bare-knuckle boxing. Some of them are doing more stand-up and different things, ways to try to make money. I don't know if we'll see him in the car jiu-jitsu, or what do they call it, car jitsu, where they're strapped in and just fight each other.
Yeah, well, the slap, you know, this UFC slap, whatever the hell it is.
Oh, you weren't here for the one I brought up where on Friday, I sent it to the group. Did you watch that video of overseas in Australia, New Zealand? They basically have stand-up Oklahomas.
Oh, yeah.
And the guys just run as fast as they can each other. Yeah. Yeah, no concussions in this sport. That's not going to be long lasting.
That's dumb. 410-583-1057 is the number. Ed, does he deserve a second chance in your opinion, or he's just getting a second chance because it's the NFL?
100% deserves a second chance. I mean, of all the things in the NFL that people have done that have come back, this is way down on my list. It is. He wasn't touching people in a parade. He wasn't a rapist. He had an issue. I don't even understand it.
It's more like a kink, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a fetish, whatever, I guess. But, I mean, a lot of people have different, and I guess it's a form of exhibitionism. But whatever it was, this, you know, beating people. Adrian Peterson did something heinous.
He shoved leaves in his kid's, like, diaper after beating him.
He beat him with a switch. The kid had welts all over him. That, to me, is the worst offense of any of these. That's a defenseless child. It was a little boy. Like, and people just like that would out like a fart in the breeze. Nobody cared. Nobody even talked about that. It was like, what are you people, crazy? Like, he beat up a baby.
And he ran for 2,000 yards.
I know.
He recovered quickly from ACL surgery.
I think about it. I hate about diminishing when women get abused. Women can leave. You can go. There's a place to go. That you're an adult. You can make decisions. What's a child going to do? He can't go anywhere. To me, I'm still horrified by that. And people, forgot about it. Again, no big deal. Like, gosh.
See, and you know the other part about this, too, is like you look at all these things. You talk about kids. There was a video that just went viral of an older brother filming his mom beating his younger brother with a belt for like 10. I mean, she's just wailing on him. And he sent the video to her job. She got fired. So her oldest son got her fired for abusing her kid. And I don't know that anybody can be mad at anyone in this situation. Yeah. I mean, turned his mom in. It's obviously going to change things.
Yeah.
But like, I mean.
How old was the oldest son?
23.
Oh, well, he probably suffered the same fate. And he thinks it's disgusting.
He saw his 16-year-old or 15-year-old brother getting beat. Yeah. But I mean, like, he's not wrong. We've seen some heinous things happen in the NFL. And if you're talented, you will get another opportunity.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Shovels at 7:15. But on the other side, I woke up this morning, I watched some of it, and I found out Maryland won a basketball game last night in Vegas against UNLV. Terps Hoops up next on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.